Sana Tekef Kedushas Hayayim. Paitan tells us by Musaf, let us give expression Kedushas Hayayim to the uniqueness, the individuality, the specialness of this day. Kihu Naira Vo'oyan. For it is truly Naira. It is truly awesome. It is truly fearful. And on that day, your malchus is lifted up. And in that great shofar in Shamayim, Yitoka will be blown. The kol demoma dako yishoma, and a voice of still silence can be heard. Umalochim yechofezun, and the malochim are quick to do their mission. V'chil rie odo yechezun, and the fear and the trembling grab a hold of even these beings. V'yaimru, and they say, Hine yaim hadin. Behold, it's the day of din. Lifkait al tzvomorim badin. And even the tzvomorim, the hosts of above, even they are visited, even they are remembered in the sharpness of the din. Ki lo yizku b'einecho badin. There are no who can merit in your eyes purely in din. V'chol boi oilom, and all who come into the world, yavrun lefanecha, kivnei moroim, v'sachtoiv kitzvo l'chol b'riyosecha, v'sichtoiv es gizar dinam. The Paitan introduces us, Musaf Rosh Hashanah, the Zman of Din, to a yoim, truly, Naira v'oyim. In Erev Rosh Hashanah, 5761, Rav Pam, Zecher Tzadik Livrocha, he was accompanied home that Erev Rosh Hashanah from Mincha by a local Maggid Shir, who during the previous year had tragically lost his teenage daughter in a car accident. And when the man brought up the subject of how a Yid must accept whatever happens as Ratzon Hashem, Rav Pam told him, how it happened is irrelevant. When people would discuss how a certain person had died, from what illness, from what occurrence, when it started, when it ended, my mother, Aleha Hasholem, said Rav Pam, would always say, no, you've got it wrong. He died from the Sana Tekef. It was from that Rosh Hashanah. From that Rosh Hashanah comes, from that Nisana Tekef, from that Zman of Din, comes everything that occurs, whenever it occurs throughout the entire next year. Rav Pam paused, and he finished, and tomorrow we will once again say, Unesan etaykev, Kedushas hayoyim, ki hu noiro v'yoyim. I've spoken out to you many times in this forum the letter that Rav Dessler, Eliyahu Eliezer Dessler, Zecher Tzadik Livrocha, wrote in the year 1936, just a couple days before Rosh Hashanah, to his son Nochem Zev, who was a young yeshiva bocher in Lita. Rav Dessler was in London. And he wrote him, Zichreini, I remember when I was your age, and I heard from my father that when we want to understand, to ponder the actions of Rosh Hashanah, the power of Rosh Hashanah and its judgment, all we have to do is review the events of the past year. Because everything that went wrong in that past year whatever afflictions, whatever tragedies, personal, national, all came down to the Olam. It was all the pool of the Rosh Hashanah of the past. And that way we'd be able to understand and comprehend how much of a pachad one has to have from the Yom HaDin that's before us. And he continued to his son, said, in this past year, 1936, these words of my father have stood before me alive with a life of their own. Day and night, I see before me the picture of my father and how he stood up from the table and he said to me, Bini, my son, you're still young. You're but a teenager. Put these words to your heart, for days will come that you will understand how precious these words are and how valuable these words are. Because through this, you can understand what is the awesomeness, the Oyim V'Noira of Rosh Hashanah. Gemara says in Masechta Rosh Hashanah that Kol Shana She'ein Taikin B'Tchiloso Marian Loi B'Soifai, that any year where we don't blow the shofar on Aleph Tishrei to begin the year, it is a year that's doomed to sorrow. Marian Loi B'Soifai, it's going to be bad later on. Taisus brings the Balalochas Gedailus, that's even Ba'inus. Even if it's an Inus, the Kehila, the Shtat, the individual was not able to partake in Tkiya Shaifer, and it was an Inus. Afal Pikain, it's ominous. Marian Loi B'Soifai. What is the Pshat? It's obvious that to be Zeiche in the din of Rosh Hashanah, a Yid needs to absorb the message of Tkiya Shofar. It's the Shofar that creates the entire spirit of Malchus, that it is impossible without that Malchus to be Zeiche on a Yom HaDin. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara says, a well-known Gemara, we all know it. The Gemara tells us, how can Rosh Hashanah work well for us? HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us the Eitzah, and the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah run with it in our Tfilas Musaf. Imru lefonai malchus kedei shetamlichuni aleichem. Say before me psukim of malchus, in order that you should make me the melech upon you. V'yimru lefonai zichroinus. And say before me as well, Sukkim of Zichreinus, of remembrances. Kedei sheyale zichreinechem lefonai l'teive. So your memory should come before me for the good. But that's not enough and that's not sufficient. The Gemara asks, Ubameh! And with what? What's going to make those malchus vivid? What's going to bring those Zichreinus to the fore? How are they going to be able to carry out their mission of Zechiyah B'Yom HaDin? Bameh, the instrument, is B'Shofar. And the Ritval learns clearly, the Bameh B'Shofar goes back on the success of the Malchus, on the possibilities of the Zichreinus. The Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, Shofar kiven de lezikarin kilifnim domi. A marvel diketzustel, like the Kohen Gadol on Yom HaKippurim, who enters lifnai v'lifnim. It can be truly said of him that he's mishalech lifnei alekim. He's walking in the presence of God. There he is, the Kohen Gadol, Yom HaKippurim, the Kodesh Kodashim. He's mishalech lifnei alekim. Well, so too every Yid, every each one of us, at the time that we hear the venerable Tkiya Shofar, that Tkiya Shofar that reverberates from the time of Maimon Torah Bahar Sinai, that shofar that we wait expectantly to hear once again on that Yom Kibbutz Golias, when there will be the Bittul Hara. That shofar makes us ka'oimid lifnai v'lifnim. For once we're mishalek im elikim. And that's what it takes to be zeicha b'din. The lashon of the Rambam is well known. Afal pishet ki ha'shofar b'rosh hashanah gzeiras ha'kosev. Even though the blowing of the shofar on Rosh Hashanah is gzeiras ha'kosev, but remez yeshbo kolaymar uru yesheinim mishinaschem. Wake up, sleepy ones, from your sleep. The walking dead, wake up from your sleep. And the nirdomim, the ones who are slumbering on and off, hey, kitzu, wake up with a vigor. Mitardo maseichem. V'chipsu maseichem, search your deeds. V'chazru b'tshuva. And begin on this day when you hear the shofar. You're awake. Begin the return to your bayrei. Begin your return in tshuva. And what are we talking about tshuva? We're not talking about oshamnus. We're not talking about alchetz. They have no place in the Rosh Hashanah Dika Avoide. But the Rambam says, Chozru b'tshuva, v'zichru b'irachem. Return in tshuva, return to the source. Return to the court of Hashem l'chol kairov. Return to the one who's your closest relative in the universe. To the one who cares about you the most. Remember your bayrei. Wake up! All year we forget. All year we're asleep. We do the mitzvahs. We learn the Torah. We do the chasodim. We daven. But there's something missing. The Borei Olam. There's something missing. Our relating to the Borei Olam. Our doing it because of Him and for Him and about Him. To be part of His malchus. And the shofar blows, and there's something incredible in the depth of that shofar. In the depth of that shofar that borrows the strengths of Akedas Yitzchak, of the shofar of Matan Torah, of the future Kibbutz Golias Dika shofar. In that shofar that we blow, there's a Uru Yesheni Mishinaschem, there's a Chozru B'tshuva, there's a Zichru B'irachem, Eilu HaShaykechin Eso Emes, Behevle Yazman. Those who have forgotten the MS, that it's all about Beirachem, that we live for the Borei Olam. Those who have forgotten it, Bahavle Yazman, in the Shtusim, in the Narishkeit of the world that we live in, and undates us with Leitzonis and foolishness. And through the Shofar, I'll pee the words of the Rambam, comes the Yisayirus. The Yisayiris to be Yishalech Lefnei Elokim. The Zichru Barachem. And once there's a Zichru Barachem, we are ready. Imru Lefonai Malchias. Kedei Shetam Lichuni Aleichem. We're ready because we're remembering the Bayre, says Reb Tzadik so beautifully. We remember the Bayre. We who've forgotten the Emes Behevle Azman. We're awake. We're fully alert. We're Zichru Beirachem. We remember the Borei Olam. And then something remarkable happens. We remember Him. And He relates. He remembers us. And with the Shofar, Yalu Zichrem Rulafonai Zichreinus. Now you can say Zichreinus. Kedei Sheyalu Zichreinechem Lefonai Letaiva. And the vehicle for it all and for that entire success is the shofar. Umemela, we can understand well. A Rosh Hashanah without shofar? A Rosh Hashanah without shofar, even if it's an Einus? An Einus Rachmona Patre? Habalamaisa? The Samachayim? The lesson of Malchias of Zichru Barachem? Without the shofar, it's absent. And without the remembrance, without waking up from our sleep, how are we able to succeed in all the all-important Kabbalist Malchus And Yala Zichreinechem Leponai L'Teiva. And that's why says the Bahag, Afilu Boinus. But then Taisus says something that we desperately need to hear. Taisus says, "Oi, what about Shabbos? We don't blow the shofar when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos." Taisus comforts us. Shabbos is different. It's comforting to have one of the stature of Taisus tell us Shabbos is different. Don't worry. But I'm still worried. We should still be worried, because we at least should try to understand. But we need the shofar. We got to wake up from our sleep. We have to be Makabu Malchus. We have to be Zogru Barachim, and there's something to the shofar that allows us to absorb that lesson. So what's going to happen this year? Yom Rishon, Rosh Hashanah, Shabbos. Shabbos Shani. But how? Einus is also different, but it doesn't help. Einus Rachman Apatri, but it doesn't help. Why does Shabbos help? Baruch Hashem, we've had many, many years recently where we've had the theme of Rosh Hashanah Shechal B'Shabbos, and we've come back to this every time and discussed it in different ways and under different light. Tonight is a last opportunity. We don't get a Rosh Hashanah Shechal B'Shabbos until another 11 years. You have to wait to Tov Shin Pei Aleph, 11 long years from now, before there's another Rosh Hashanah Shechal B'Shabbos. And I want to leave this Rosh Hashanah Shechal B'Shabbos with a new idea, with a new possibility. As a Hashem, you'll hear it and you'll absorb it, and we'll be successful in our Avodah. What is Rosh Hashanah? You know, in Rosh Hashanah there's a recognition that doing mitzvahs is not just like paying taxes. You're obligated to pay your taxes. In a certain way, we're obligated to do mitzvahs. But really, it's much more than that. It's part of a cosmic plan called Malchus Shemayim. Every person, each one of us, has his unique place. Every Rosh Hashanah, the Melech in the beginning of the new year decides. Every person, every creature, what place is he going to have in that divine plan? I made you a field marshal last year. You weren't very successful. I'm going to demote you this year. You were a plain soldier last year. You did very well. You can go higher up. Everyone has a place in this vast plan of Malchus Shemayim. Tekiyas Shofar is the essence of being Mamlech the Melech. When you coronate a king, you do it with a shofar. When you come back and travel in time and come back to that Yom Rishon, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mamlech, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Adam, only Eis Naso Bechetzei Kol Azai Melech Shemay Nikra. We come back to that time of Malchus. It's indispensable, as we've said, on Rosh Hashanah. And yet Chazal said, we shouldn't be Tokeya on Shabbos. Why not? It's a Gzeira. A Gzeira that a person will be busy, forget, and carry it on Shabbos into the street. Stand back for a second and consider. Do you think we're talking? Who is that person? Who is his identity? Do you think we're talking about a Reb Chaim Volozhin? A Chazon Ish? We're talking about someone who is capable of holding a Ruchnius Dikya Machshova only one at a time. This gentleman, if he thinks about Tkiyas Shofar, he has to forget about Shabbos. He's the kind of person that by the Seder, when his mind is on the matzah, he forgets that you're not supposed to get angry and yell at your family members, because he can only hold one machshov at a time. Too much ruchnius at one time is not something he can fanem. We're talking about what we would call a very small-minded person. Imagine, because I'm safer. Imagine, Reb Chaim Volozhin. Imagine people that we should go to the mikveh before we even mention their names. Imagine their Kiya Shofer. What's going on in Reb Chaim Volozhin's mind, in the Chassam Sofer's mind, at the time of Kiya Shofer? Reb Chaim Volozhin writes about the ecstatic joy, the Simcha Tzum at coronating the king, with all the kavanas of the Rizal that accompanied it. These people were bombs. They were powerful. Their thoughts, their ideas, their expressions, super powerful. And yet, he has to give away his comprehensions, his connection, his whole mitzvah zayim shel Rosh Hashanah, Reb Chaim Volozhin, the Chassam Sofer, if Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos. Why should these people? They're not going to carry the Shofer Dalet Amos b'Shus HaRabim. They're not shy after such a thing. Azav anem, azav breakite, azav broadness, azav kop, azav aptitude for ruchni yishen gomayu, beyond their comprehension. Why shouldn't they be able to accomplish all they can accomplish with Kiya Shofer? With being Mavlik Hashem, for themselves, for the Roimimus Hashem. Why? Because a simple Yid, not up to the Aleph Beis of Ruchnias, when you tell him Rosh Hashanah, he can't think about Shabbos. Hey, you tell him Shabbos, he can't think about Rosh Hashanah. He can't have both at one time. So this one Yid, and how often does it happen? What are the odds? What are the statistics? This yokel's going to carry a shofar first day Rosh Hashanah. Dalet Amos b'Shus HaRabim. Once in 1,000 years? 100 years? This poor Yid can't cope with too much at one time. He'll take a shofar in the street. And therefore, every one of us has to stand back because this Yid can't be Mekayim Hilchus Shabbos if he has to blow shofar. The whole Klal Yisrael gives up Kiyas Shofar. Imru Lefanei Malchias. Imru Lefanei Zichrinus. Ubameh. B'Shofar. On a day that's Naira V'Oyim. Hinei Bo Yom Adin. What are we saying with that? Do you know what we're saying? Do you hear? We're saying that our mitzvahs are not just chiyuvim I have to the Ribbono Shel Olam. And it's not certainly merely a potential for my aliyah and ruchnias. There is Malchus Shomayim. And in Malchus Shomayim, that Yid, that simple Yid is very important in the all-around plan. It's worthwhile for Chazal to alter the whole scheme of Rosh Hashanah, to be able to incorporate that person. He should also have a place in the divine plan. That is Malchus Shamayim. Malchus Shamayim teaches that every Yid has his makom, his place, and his unique purpose. No one's extra. No one is just here, another number. If he wouldn't make a difference, he wouldn't be here, period. There's a vort, the Rebbe Rebunim, Mipshischa, says a beautiful idea. A person is nifter, a father, a mother, and the son says Kaddish. Interesting, Kaddish Yosem. Look at the text of Kaddish Yosem. There's nothing in it about the dead man. Yosem says, you would imagine it talks about the dead man. There's not a word. It's Yiskadal, the Yiskadash, Shemei, Rabbah, the Ribbono Shel Olam. What are we doing? What's the Yosem saying in Kaddish? Said the Rebbe Rebunim. Every person counts. Every one of us has a unique tafkid that there is none other on planet Earth in this universe of God's that He can fulfill. Only you can. If now this person is missing, he's died. He can be 60, he can be 80, he can be 120. He lived a good life, he lived a full life. But he's missing. He had a purpose. He was part of an Am Yisrael, part of Malchus Shemayim. He had a unique tafkid, a role that can't be compared. And it has to be made up. And who better to make it up? The son, the Yosim. He stands and says, Ribbono Shel Olam, I'll do my best to make up the void. Yiskadel v'yiskadesh. Shemei Rabbo. Now there's a story. There's a story. One of the great symphony conductors 50 years ago, a gentleman by the name of Arturo Toscanini. Gifted musician. A great conductor. Obviously had a tremendous ear for music. He was listening, we're going back 50, 60 years. He was listening on a shortwave radio to a symphony played by a world-class orchestra. And he's listening. He's enjoying. And all of a sudden, he grimaces. And he says, the violinist in the fifth row, midsection, he's missing. And he's missing. You wouldn't know. I wouldn't know. But Toscanini understands. This is a world-class orchestra. The violinist thinks he's not going to be missed. He's a violinist, the fifth row, middle section. There's guys in front of him, behind him, next to him. Who's going to even notice his absence? He gets up. Go to the Beis HaKisei, who knows what. He leaves. Who's going to know? Toscanini's going to know. Toscanini's going to know. Toscanini knows his music. The Ribbono Shel Olam knows us. The Ribbono Shel Olam knows his Brius. Meine Mispar. The Ribbono Shel Olam was Meine Mispar L'Keichavim. L'Chulam Shemais Yikra. To the stars. How many stars are there? Million, billions, trillions? Innumerable stars? Meine Mispar L'Keichavim. He has a number. He has a book of stars. In the collective mind of the Bari Olam, he has a book of stars, and each one has a number, but more than a number. L'chulam Shemais Yikra, each one has a name, because a name defines the essence, and they all have their own name, because they all have a different purpose, and a different strength, because if they didn't, they wouldn't be there. Klal Yisrael is compared to the Keichavim. There's no such thing as an extra Jew. There's no such thing as someone who has no purpose, who has no mission. Ramesha Schwab Zechet Tzadik Livrocha, Geitzet Mashkiach, once said so beautifully, if there would be nine Geinim, G'day Le'Olam, Rebbe Kivager dick a stature, and they'd be in a room, and they'd want to say, a Kaddish, a Kedusha. They wouldn't be able to do it no matter how important they are. But if they can go ahead and get Shmerel, the custodian, and he'll come in as the 10th, oh, now they're a minion. Now they can say a Dovrisha Kedusha. The name of the game is not importance. It's uniqueness. 10 unique Jews. 10 Jews, each with his own mission. And you have a Kaddish. You have an Omen Yehi Shmei Rabbah. Taira, this is what we're dealing with. Chazal says Taisus. It's Shabbos. Shabbos is different. Einus? No Shifer. What can we do? How else are we going to absorb the lesson of Malchus? But on Shabbos, even even if there is no Shaver, it's different. Because who's not going to ask? Why? Why aren't we blowing the Shaver? Don't we always blow the Shaver? Doesn't the Torah say to blow the Shaver? Even if Rosh Hashanah is B'Shabbos? Why are we not? Because Chazal were worried about an individual Jew, a particularly small-minded Jew, a particularly limited Jew without that much ability in Ruchnius. He also has his Chaylik in Malchus Hashem. Rosh Hashanah is about Malchus Shemayim. Rosh Hashanah is not about our personal advancement. Rosh Hashanah is not about our doing our obligations. Rosh Hashanah is about something so much greater. Rosh Hashanah is about fashioning Malchus Shemayim in this world. The Tachlis that Hashem created the world. The last words in all this Hashem Yimlech Li'olam Vaed. That's the purpose. Umemelo and Rosh Hashanah. When you don't blow the shofar because Shema Yavirenu Dalet Ames. Birshus Arabim. Oy. Uru Yesheinim Mishinazchem. You don't need the shofar to bring you to Malchus Shemayim. The story of this Yid and how important the Yid is in the cosmic plan and the scheme of things calls out boldly Malchus Shemayim. Imru Lefonai Malchus. Imru Lefonai Zichrinus. Uru Yesheinim Mishinazchem. Chipsu Maseichem. Chosru B'tshuva. Zochru Bayrachem. Eilu Ashaykech Emeso Emes Behevle Yazman. Oy, do we remember? Oy, do we remember the Bayre? Oy, do we absorb the lesson, although we're shoferless? But why? For what reason are we shoferless? Shema Yavru Dalet Ames B'Shus Arabim. Because of this individual Yid, how important every Yid is, how unique every Yid is. Every Yid is an individual. You go back to that first Shofar. You go back to Matan Torah. And you hear the Kol Shofar of Matan Torah. And you remember that the Yidden are told they have to have a Hagbolah. Each Yid has his place. You can't go further. This is your place. To go further is to die. You have to know your place. And it makes sense. Because Har Sinai, Matan Torah, was a Malchus Dika event. It was a Hashroas Hashchina Dika event. And that's why they had to blow the Shofar. And what but HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to Moshe. And he pleads, Moshe Rabbeinu, I know you've told them already. But tell them again. Warn them. They're part of a scheme of Malchus Shemayim. Each one should remain in his place. Each one should know he fits in a certain area, a certain place in that Malchus Shemayim that's unique to him. And he should be in that place. He shouldn't move from there, lest v'nofo mimenu rav, says Rashi. You know what it means, v'nofo mimenu rav? You and I would translate it, unless many yidden fall and die. But Rashi says, kol ma sheyipo mehem, anyone that falls from them, who forgets his place, goes ahead where he's not to go ahead, v'afilu hu yachet, even if he's an individual, he's a lone person, choshev lefonai rav, but to me to rebite shalom. Every individual yid, I don't know care where he is, who he is, where he's placed, but to me the bari olam, the melech in Malchus Shemayim does haste, v'noifu mimenu rav. Many, many have fallen. So is the uniqueness of every individual. Sometimes person thinks, oh, if I had been born in a different place, in a different situation, I would have been appreciated. if I'm in the wrong place. No. You're right in your place. Just what you must be. Some people serve Hashem and Malchus Shemayim through Ashiris, through wealth, through financial wealth, through emotional wealth, through intelligent wealth. Some people serve Hashem through Anias. But all of them have their place. And all of them are unique. And Malchus Shemayim can only function as a result of each and every one of them. And Malchus Shemayim can only exist through each and every one of us coming before Hashem. Chozru b'tshuva, zochru b'yachem. Eilu ha-shaykech in esha-emeth behevli azman. A whole year we're deaf and dumb. A whole year we do the mitzvahs. We learn Torah. We daven even. But we forget. We forget. It's Malchus Shemayim that it's all about. And who we are is defined by how we play out that unique role in Malchus Shemayim. Remembering our King, standing before our Beirei, doing what we can to make Malchus Shemayim a success. Matisyo Solomon Shlita. Last night, Beis Medrash Gevoya, he read from a Sefer, Sefer HaBris. It's a Sefer from 200 some years ago. It's a rather interesting Sefer. I don't recommend it for you to learn. It's not a well-learned Sefer. It has more of a Kabbalistic tendency. But Matisyo told over that many years ago, a younger Mashkiach then in Gates at England, and he went to Eretz Yisrael, and in Eretz Yisrael he went to Bnei Brak to be Makabel Ponim by the Godel Ador, by Moron Rav Shach Zatzal. And he goes into Moron Rav Shach's room, Rav Shach the Goyin, Rav Shach the Lamdin, and on Rav Shach's table is the Sefer HaBris open. And Rav Shach notices that Rav Matisyo is a little taken aback. It's not the kind of Sefer that you would imagine that Rav Shach is learning. And Rav Shach realizes that Rav Matisyo is a little too idle to ask the question himself. So he offers. He says, you should know. You take a look at this piece. You take a look at this piece. Daf Kaf Samach Dalet. You take a look at this piece. And it is so incredibly important. I open the Sefer purely for that mimer every so often. And he charged Rav Matisyo with the shlichus that when he goes back to Gateshead, he should make sure that the Olam is aware of this Sefer HaBris. And Rav Matisyo said last night, if in Gateshead it was deemed important to be said, in America, Allah has come of a come. The Sefer HaBris is discussing, the Sefer HaBris is talking about, why is the Golus continue? Why is it so interminably long? When is it going to end? And he says, his exasperation, there's so much Torah, there's so many Yidden having so many Siddurim, there's so many shuls with Yidden davening so beautifully, there's so much chesed happening. And Rav Matisyo added parenthetically, don't think that this is not nogeya to us. Don't think that the Arichas HaGolis has nothing to do with you and me. It's got to do with them. It's got to do with the Freie Yidden. That's not true. It's got nothing to do with them. The Briskerov once said, when Chazal tell us that the Geula will only come in a door that's kulo zakai, or a door that's kulo chayiv, because of them, they're kulo zakai. They're tinnin shenishpa. They don't know better. They don't know better. They're not chayovim. If the Geula doesn't come, it's because of the Fruma Yidden, who know the score who know what a mitzvah is, what a shtickle gemara is. And not al PK. They can't bring the geula. What's holding the geula back? And the Sefer HaBris argues. He says, you know why? He says, because everybody's doing everything for their own self-growth, for their own self-honor, for their own self-development. They're learning Torah because it's very respectable to be a Talmud Chacham and to be knowledgeable. It's very respectable to be involved in Asokim of Chesed. It gives your family a good name. You'll build beautiful dairis. And when it comes to Me'avi Esrim, the Rav, the Choshev Rabbon, and ooh, what a Levaya. What a Levaya you'll have. It'll be geshmak in the coffin to hear the geshmak of things they'll say about you. And that's the Avodah. And even though Yidden say, Lashona Haba B'Yerushalayim, there's so much truth in that. Because it's Lashona Haba B'Yerushalayim. You can handle that. Next year. But not right now. Not today. Not tomorrow. I have too many things I'm involved in. Too many undertakings I have to grow with. I'm not ready. But it's not about you, says the Sefer HaBris. It's about Malchus Shomayim. It's about a Malchus that's Nelam. It's about a Shchinta Begalusa. It's about a Shechina that's in exile. That's what it's about. We're part of a Malchus. And that Malchus, the enemy, the Memshele Zodin, evil, Ra, the Letz, Amalek. There's a Shechina Begalusa, we're in exile. And the driving force of our lives should not be me and mine. And what I'm doing and where I'm going. It should be the Malchus. The Malchus. And in that Malchus, each and every one of us is unique. And each and every one of us has a role that only we can do and only He can bring to the fore. But it's all Malchus Shemayim. That's what it's about. Umemela, that's Rosh Hashanah. Comes Rosh Hashanah, it's a Yom HaMalchus. Uru yesheinu mishinaschem v'nirdomim mitardmaseichem. We're asleep. What does it mean we're asleep? You're asleep. I'm asleep. We don't learn. We don't put on tefillin. We don't daven. We don't do chasodim. We do all those things and more. So what do you mean asleep? Zochru bayrachem. Remember your Bayre. You're a part of Malchus Shemayim, each and every one of us. Kefi who we are. Zichru Bayrachem. Eilu Asheikechin Esa Emes. Behevli Azman. And then, and that's the whole Tfilis Rosh Hashanah. The Vachentein Pachtachol, the Vachentein Kovit. Till we come to the climax. Vayeda kol povu ki ato pa'altai. Vayovim kol yotsu ki ato yitzarta vayoymar. Kol asher neshomo ba'apai. Hashem elikei Yisrael melech. Umalchusai ba'kol moshola. And until then, we know no peace. We know no rest. We can't stop seeking. We can't not be there. We can't disappear because the result will be Toscanini's grimace. Only it'll be the Ribbono Shel Olam's. We all have to be there. We're the symphony of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a world-class symphony. And we're playing His sheet music. We've got to keep our eye on the music. We've got to be aware of who the conductor is and that we're playing for Him. Chozru b'tshuva. Zochru es bayrachem, elu hashoykechin es emes, behevli azman. That's yiskadal. The yiskadal shemei rabo. You need a mayer mokim daily. Yiskadal v'yiskadash shemei rabo. B'yomo divrochi rusei. V'yamlich malchusei b'chayeichon v'yomeichon. Uvachayei d'chol beis Yisrael. Bagola quickly, b'zman kordov, as soon as it can be. Let it be yiskadel v'yiskadash. And then, those great, powerful words that are Pesach and Shari Gan Eden. Amen! Yehesh Mei Rab. But the Amen we sometimes forget. The Amen is Yisames Devaro. The Amen is Kel Melech Nemon. The Amen is I affirm what you have just said. Yiskadal v'yiskadash Mei Rabo. Bagolu is Mankoriv. His Malchus should be known and accepted by one and all. That is Amen. Kel Melech Nem. Yisames Devar. We say, there's a word, very beautiful idea from Reb Shlomo Kluger and his Chassidus and circles of Chassidus. Before they do a mitzvah, they say L'shem Yichud. Reb Shlomo Kluger wasn't the Chassidus Yid, but he liked the idea of L'shem Yichud. And to explain why he liked it so much, that every time before you do a mitzvah, you say you're doing it L'shem Yichud of Kutsh Brichu for his Malchus. That's why you're doing it for the Melech. He said a story. He said there was a wagon driver. To make it a truck driver and make the story more modern, that he's going in his wagon and he's traveling to the palace of the king. And he has a load. Precious silver bars worth much money that he has to deliver to the palace. But he's nervous. He's scared. He's traveling in dangerous areas. He has to worry about robbers. Could happen at any time. The Balkishan, our wagon driver. And as he drives, he yells constantly, Kol Masazad, this whole load in this wagon is only and completely for the king. Oh. The robbers hear that. Hey, there's more inviting loads to attack. More inviting wagons to rob. What do you want to start up with the king? With something that's going to the king? They leave him alone when they hear those words. Says Reb Shlomo Kluger, it's written in Tehillim. Ro Dovid HaMelech says, Ro Chash Libi Dovid Taiv. My heart has an urgency to go ahead and do something good. Oy, but between my heart having an urgency to do something good and being able to actually carry out, there are so many robbers. There's so many Yetzirahs. And the Yetzirah dresses himself in all kinds of garbs and uses all kinds of guiles and all kinds of craft. There are many, many miles between Rochash Libi, Dover Tov, and my being able to carry it out. So what's the Yetzirah, says Dovid HaMelech? Rochash Libi, Dover Tov. Oimer Ani, Masai LaMelech. I say, whatever I'm doing it for the king. And once I say I'm doing it completely for the king, the Yetzirah has better people to start up with. People who are doing it for themselves. People who have all other types of kavanas. But you're doing it for the king. That's an Yetzirah. That can give you protection in this battle. Throughout a year, we do many Maisim Taivim. Aber we have a Yetzirah that is always trying to ambush us and always trying to take us off the track. Comes Rosh Hashanah, a yayin to be mamluch the bayrei. All our avayda is rochash libi dover tay oimer ani masai lamelech. Says Reb Shlomo Kluger, perhaps that's the pshat in the Mishnah in Brochas. Reb Yeshua ben Karcha, go ahead and first be mekabel ol malchus shomayim, and afterwards be mekabel ol mitzvahs, because you're mekabel first ol malchus shomayim. So then, you have all Malchus Shemayim, you're working for the king. You're not an independent operative. You're part of the scheme of Malchus Shemayim. You're working for the Bnei Olam. You're working for his Malchus. You're not an independent contractor. You're a unique member of the Malchus. And that's how you're operating. Rochash libi dover toi voimra ni masai la melech. First be mekabel o Malchus Shemayim. And that it'll be so much easier to succeed in all mitzvahs. Because every maisa, every divor, every machshova, I'm adding gems, diamonds, to the king's crown. And who would dare stop me? I'm untouchable. You know, you come to the last day of the year, you come to the last day in Elul, to Erev Rosh Hashanah. I want to throw out to you a really, really beautiful idea I heard recently from Reb Aaron Reich Shlita. This is a beautiful idea. The Pasuk says, hear well, you'll enjoy. The Pasuk says, Loi titayev mitzri. Keep here on ECBI. Don't treat mitzrim bad. Don't treat them in abominable ways. Though you could hear 101 reasons why it would be a great idea. But light to tie of mitzvah. Why? Ki gero yisaba artsa. Because you were a ger in his land. You lived in his land, says Rashi. Ha yisa l'cho achsanya. He was an achsanya to you. He was your host. He was your hotelier at the time of your dechak. Ememela, you have to be makar tayv. Okay. We all know that pasuk. What the time is? You can hear on Yisabiyans. How many of us know the Mechilta in Parshas B'Shalach? The Mechilta says, "Vayehi B'Shalach Paru." The pasuk says, and it was when Paru sent out Am Yisrael from Mitzrayim. Daybreak, Amud Hashachar, Tes Vav Nisan. Vayehi B'Shalach Paru. The Mechilta says, "Ein Loshin B'Shalach, Elo Levoy." It's a Loshin of escort. You hear this? Paro refused to send Klal Yisrael out of Mitzrayim. Just stop. He wanted to be machshav them. He wanted that they should have an escort of German, of Mitzrayim, of Egyptian citizens. He should have an escort. No, no. Very nice. Says the Mechilta. Maskora. What schar did Paro take because of that positive action? Says the Mechilta, the schar, light the tie of Mitzri. Because of that, by he b'shalach Paro, we were zayichet to light the tie of Mitzri. That's what he got. Wonderful reward. All his generations, Klal Yisrael can't start up with them. Light the tie of Mitzri. Only problem is, right? Only problem is, the pasuk says something else. The Pasuk says, light the tie of Mitzri. Ki ger ha yisa b'artzai. Because he gave you achsanya. And you're telling me that why is light the tie of Mitzri? Because he set an escort for you on your trip out of Mitzrayim. What's going on? You know what the answer is? You know what the answer is? Because when you were in Mitzrayim, did you ever think of Paro as Hilton, as Marriott? Was that what he was playing for the Jews? If you have a worker that you're paying $5 an hour, he's living in your house, you're giving him food and drink, and you're working him all day long, is that the pshat? That, wow, Hachnosis Archiv? Is that what your boss is being Makayim, Hachnosis Archiv? Or does he have a work crew and he's the boss? What do you mean? He ger o yisav b'artzai. What do you mean that he offered achsanya? Not for a moment did he plan to be a hotelier. He planned to work you and to work you to the core. He saw people that could be worked, that eventually could be enslaved. And that's exactly what he did for 210 horrible years. So what do you mean? Higer ha'yisa b'yartza. Says Reb Aharon, gorgeous. Says Reb Aharon, you're right. The whole 210 years, Paro didn't chop. He looked at them as a work crew. But all of a sudden, he had a moment. All of a sudden, Chatzais Laila, Makas B'chairis. And he all of a sudden became aware. You know, I've got some very, very chashuva people in my land. They're real rabbonish kindalach. They really are important people. You know? I really should appreciate who they were. That was nice having them as guests in Mitzrayim. And what do you do when you have guests and they take leave? You must go in them. Paro, in the last 6 hours, from Chatzais Laila to Amud HaShachar, redefine his whole relationship with Klal Yisrael. From workers, from slaves, he looked at them as choshuva, honored people who were in Mitzrayim and who deserved to be malava, levoy. And in that, he was able to change history. With that, he was like to one reward light to entire Mitzri. Ki ger ho'yiso b'artzai. Because by that pashalach, by that levoy, he redefined them from workers, albeit only in the last 6 hours. And in those 6 hours, he was able to redefine that whole history with incredible future consequences. We're in Achsanya for HaKadosh Baruch. An entire year. Do we realize it? Do we remember? Do we remember who we're playing host to on planet Earth? To Malchus Shemayim, to the Borei Olam. We're busy with all kinds of foolishness and all kinds of selfishness. I've said many times what I've heard b'shem and odom gadol. It's like we live in a house of mirrors. Mirrors on the floor's mirrors, the ceiling's mirrors, the wall's mirrors, and all we see constantly is ourselves. What I need, what I want to accomplish and achieve. Oy, zichru es bayrachem. You have 24 hours left. You're holding on the last day of the last year. You're holding, but you don't need that much time. Paro, it took 6 hours, and he was able to redefine a relationship. We have a whole day, a whole night, a whole morning, a whole day ahead of us to recreate, to redefine. Zichru es bayrachem. To remember your bayrei. To remember the Malchus Shamayim. Tyre, be awake. Take this last day of the year, the Chasam Sofer says, the tefillah is that last mariv. Think about all the marvs. Think about 364 marvs that come before this one. Think about how many of them were empty shells, devoid of meaning, devoid of kavona. Think of this night, you can daven a marv. Pirish, milas, pshutim. Each one of us is a member of the Malchus Shamayim. Each one of us unique. Reb Chaim Volozhin says there's never been two tefillahs that are the same. Tefillahs are powerful. Tefillahs make cosmic tikkunim in the heavens and in the universe. All we do is say the words. We don't understand how each one's unique. But each one, just like you and I are unique, every tefillah is unique. Look, the Chasam Sofer, you daven tonight. Take an awareness of the Malchus. You're mekabel the Malchus. You come to the tefillah and you daven and you concentrate as a unique choshev individual. in the whole cosmic scope of things, as one who has such an important role to play. And you go ahead and you do it. And all the tefillahs of the whole year, it redefines the relationship. We go through a next day aware of how much we can make happen in even such a short time. Aware that we can come into a base medrash and we can learn, though it be a short time, but from beginning to end, without Dvor and Patel in the base medrash. Who from us can't pull that off? We come to a slichus, we come to a shachris. You know, tonight at the end of davening, you say, Aleinu l'shabeach. I always say over the words of the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah says you have to say, the Mechaber says you have to say, Aleinu b'kavona. And the Mishnah Berurah says, V'yeish leimer Aleinu b'eima. Awesome! Yira! Ki kol tzvo ha-shamayim. We represent Malchus Shamayim in the universe. And all the multitude of heavenly beings, Shemim, they're listening to your, to my Aleinu, to our Aleinu. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu Aymen and HaKadosh Baruch Hu stands in Pamal Yishamayla with the gathering of above. The Kulam Aynim the Aymrim Ashrayom Shekoch Alei Ashrayom Shashem Elikov Akleinakai. To say Aleinu, do it now. For in a short 24 hours, it's going to be the centerpiece of your musaf of Rosh Hashanah. Get familiar once again with those old and satisfying and beautiful words that no less than Yoshua ben Nun authored. HaTorah's Nedarim at the end of davening tomorrow reminds us of the importance of people. We're unique individuals. We are serving the King, and our words are powerful. HaTorah's Nedarim reminds us of the power of those words. Try, we have a Yom Tanis tomorrow. A Yom Tanis, because 1/3 of our Averis are Nimchal and Erev Rosh Hashanah. The other third, Aseres Shemei Tshuva, the other third, Yom HaKippurim. Erev Rosh Hashanah is a powerhouse of Zman. It's like the day in the Lashon of the Torah is like we're going out. The G'dayle HaMalchus of Rabbarin Kotler B'nei Torah are the G'dayle HaMalchus. We have a right to be considered the G'dayle HaMalchus because we're B'nei Torah. We sit in the Rebbeinu Shalaylam. Oyevei Hashem Shoharim HaMetzuyonim B'Halacha. Hashem loves it the most. Ein lo liyakedish baruch hu b'yaylamay el adalad amish shel halacha bilvad. We go out and we greet the Melech. The Melech is coming. And as we go out to greet him tomorrow, he goes ahead and he's Nimchal. He's Michael for us. 1/3 of our Avinus. It's a powerful day. Make sure, if you can, to sit down. Satanis to 1 o'clock till Chatzais. That's our minik. And after 1 o'clock, try to sit down. Try to wash. Try to make hamaitzi. Try to be Mekayim v'yochalta v'savoto uveirachto es Hashem Elokecho. Bench and listen to every word as you bench. Let the year go away, that last meal with a birchas hamazon that's truly deserving of a title, Amido Lifnei Hamelech. Rosh Hashanah, we have the simen. We dip the apple in the honey. Have a sweet year. But it's not enough. It's not enough to dip the apple in the honey. You have to use the simen. You have to remember, you have to be a sweet person. Usher in the year with sweetness. No arguments. No harsh words. We are all in it together. Atem nitzovim hayoyim kulchem lifnei Hashem elekeichem. From the Rosh Shivtechem, from the Gedolei Uma, Ad Chayte Veitzecho V'Shayave Meimecho. We're all in it together. How more appropriately to end what we have to say tonight than in that story that you know already, but it has to be repeated again. There's the story of that Yom Kippur back in the 1800s during the reign of Tsar Nikolai I. Tsar Nikolai was a horror, and the anti-Semitism in Russia against the Jews was terrible. And many, many, many children were taken away, youngsters, 5 years old, 6 years old, and sent off to a life in the Russian army, what were called the Cantonists. And the story goes, came a Yom Kippur in St. Petersburg. No Jews were allowed to live in St. Petersburg, except those who were soldiers of the Tsar. But there was a delegation of Rabbonim, who had been on a very important mission and found themselves abandoned in St. Petersburg on Yom Kippur. And they went to the shul of the Cantonists. And they decided, coming time for Ne'ilah, certainly, who should daven Ne'ilah? One of the Rabbonim, a Talmud Chochem Mufur, who was also gifted with a beautiful, beautiful voice. He should be the mispalu for Tfilas Ne'ilah, they agreed among themselves. And when he started to take a step towards the Omid, some of the Cantonists stopped him. And they said, you know, we know that you're a Adam Gadol, we have no question. But there's one among us who was Mekadosh Shem Hashem as few others. He withstood countless tests, excruciating pain, to remain true to Hashem. Look at his body. He's crippled. He's scarred. No one has endured more torture to glorify the name of Hashem. Let him be the one to be mispalu Ne'ilah. Whose tefillahs could be more acceptable before the Kisei HaKovid? And the rabbis responded with an awe and a respect for the humble soldier who had achieved such greatness. And they agreed, let him be the chazan. Before the Cantonists began the Kaddish, before the Ne'ilah Shmona Esra, he said, normally, what is a Yid daven for? Bonai, Chayai, Mezainai. Yid daven for children, for life, for livelihood. But for what can we Cantonists pray? For children? We're unmarried. The Tsar will never let us marry. For life, our lives are so painful that we'd rather be dead. For livelihood, the Tsar feeds us. So then for what do we pray? What do we daven? Yiskadel v'yiskadesh shemei rabah. Let us hear that tefillah of that soldier. And let us join him in a Yiskadel v'Yiskadei Shemei Rabo that should be able to reverberate from one end of the world to the other. And in this troubled planet Earth, that we have done such a poor custodianship in the past year, where we face such horrors, where we face a modern day Hitler with an atomic bomb on the way to being finished in 2010, where there's no one who's ready to lift up a hand on behalf of Am Yisrael. This is a man, reckless and ruthless, who is ready to go beyond. Can we sit back and only think, Bonai, Chayai, Mezainai? It's time. It's time. Yiskadel v'yiskadesh, Shemei Rabo.